This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning. How's the form? Just when you thought you knew everything about what I can see out over my right-hand shoulder, the fabulous Titanic Centre, there's more to learn. Because on TG Cahir next week, there'll be a film called City of a Thousand Launches, Titanic Belfast. Dave O'Rourke's the producer. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very, very well indeed, Dave. We tend to think now, after having ignored Titanic the whole way through my life and before that as well, that in recent years we found out everything about it, but you have more to tell us. What have you set out to achieve?
Well, we've set out to achieve, really, the journey to build Titanic Belfast itself, because as you say, maybe we should have interviewed you for the film, Frank. As you say, for a long time, so many people didn't speak about it. And so that became the story of the day in 2012. But really a fascinating story for me was how the building itself evolved, the journey to break ground even, and to for it to be accepted in people's minds as a valid tourist attraction. That's really what the film is about.
It certainly has become hugely successful. It won a world award, so we have to give a pat on the back to whoever dreamt it up and those who've delivered the project.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's a massive team over many, many years seeking funding in different areas and so on to just be able to get this to be something that could become so successful. Of course, those at the core of it really, Frank, knew and believed all along that it could be. But it was a tough journey for them to kind of get the populace at large to accept that and to various ministers and so on to buy into it. But as we know, they did, so it's great. And it's great to have a film that sort of tells that story now.
And do we have footage of the sod being cut? Does it, you know, it, do you remind us of that brownfield site, or did you join the project later on? How will this come across?
Well, we did. So I mean, we joined the project. My first moment on site was actually 31st of May 2011. So the project was well underway then, but thankfully other people had captured various bits of the process up until then. You sort of dig into old news archive sites, archive footage when the land was purchased by Harcourt Developments and so on. So there's nice views of the brownfield site, as you say. But yeah, it's a collage of various media to get us to that point. And then we certainly had our cameras there for the race to finish to get it sort of ready to open on March 31st, 2012. So it's a mixture of things. But what became clear as we were filming that, the backstory, the funding, how the architecture itself was kind of arrived at, all of that really became the core focus of the film.
And in this film, is it much more about the building than it is about the history of the ship, or do the two run side by side?
No, it is, and I'm glad you said that. They do run side by side to an extent, but as you would agree, and I'm sure as every broadcaster and every television viewer around the world would agree, there's enough films about Titanic. Every year we see lots of these on TV, and they're great, and we certainly wanted to touch on a lot of that. But it's really more about Belfast's relationship with the legacy and how this building could potentially transform the tourist industry in Belfast. So that really is the main focus, but definitely the viewer, as we watch, definitely gets a sense of the grandeur of the ship. Plenty of information about the ship and the passengers and so on. We even open with a sort of a survivor interview from a documentary that was made in 1970, some beautiful archive footage. So there is all of that there, but for sure it's more about the building itself than the ship.
Well, it's something to look forward to. It's on TG Cahir on the 10th of August. And one final question to you, because I'm lucky enough to walk past that building practically every other day, and the number of nationalities that are outside it, going into it, taking photographs of it, is really an endorsement to the tourist industry here. Yeah. Do you think that will go from strength to strength?
I think it will, because the team behind the running of it now, our film is less about them, but the team behind the running of it now are incredible at trying to keep it fresh, to get people even from the island of Ireland to return and visit again, for the international visitor to do the same. So they're working hard to make it something that can continue to contribute to the economy in Northern Ireland and to the kind of joy of everyone who visits the island.
Well, it's going to be a good documentary to see. It'll be on TG Cahir. I'm sure it'll be on other channels as well, channels, as time goes by. Dave, thanks for bringing us up to date. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The 10th of April, 9:30 on TG Cahir. You can see that. Dave, are you still there? Are you still there? One question I have to ask you. Is it in English or is it in Irish?
Well, we have a cast of about 30 talking in English throughout the film. There's voiceover bits to help the viewer obviously understand the key parts in Irish. They're, of course, subtitled. And perhaps we'll be rolling it out internationally as well with a local voice in various territories. But the interviewees all speak in English.
Lovely. I've seen many of them on TG Cahir, and I know there's an obligation to the Irish language on the station, but a lot of it will come across in English. I'll tell you what, whether you're bilingual or not, you will follow it. That would be a programme well worth recommending. City of a Thousand Launches, Titanic, Belfast. And I'm looking at it as I speak. Dave, thank you indeed. Dave O'Rourke, who is the producer.